Hello and welcome to episode 16 of the Altius Images Drone Positive Podcast. I'm Todd Dudley and I'm the founder and director of Altius Images. As a drone pilot, the negative press that drones receive annoys me no end. This podcast is trying to change the negative public perception of our multi-rotored friends one positive story at a time. There are plenty of stories out there that show just how amazing drones can be, and I will be bringing you one of those stories each week. So let's fly into some positivity and see just how amazing drones are. We're still in lockdown here in the UK, but things are certainly heading in the right direction, and I think most people are feeling a bit more positive about things, which is good. And I hope that it's the same for you wherever you are. Today, we are discussing a new trial here in the UK that is aiming to revolutionise UK search and rescue. Large drones, similar in appearance to those hitherto seen only in conflict zones, are being tested, which would allow the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, or the MCA, to fly rescue missions in conditions and for a duration currently impossible for manned aircraft. At some point in the late summer, an Israeli-built 1.6-ton Hermes 900 drone will begin flights from Aberporth Airport on the Welsh coast as part of a £1 million trial programme to revolutionise the UK's air-sea rescue capabilities from 2024 onwards. The drone is one of several set to be assessed by the MCA, before it awards a multi-million pound contract likely to use both robotic and manned aircraft for tasks from rescues to monitoring pollution. Among the advanced capabilities of the Hermes 900 UAV, which can fly for up to 24 hours at a time, is a system to deliver up to 4 6-person life rafts from an altitude of 600 feet. Elbit Systems, the defence company behind the Hermes 900, claims the system means rescue is possible in adverse conditions day and night, where a helicopter or fixed-wing aircraft could not help. Such is the sophistication of the sensors on board the drone, which has a 15-metre wingspan, which is wider than a light aircraft, that its operator would be able to calculate the correct spot to drop the self-inflating rafts to ensure they are carried by wind and current to those in distress. The head of Elbit's UK operation, Martin Fawcett, says the MCA has been briefed on the life raft system, which has already been supplied to an unnamed Asian country, and could help those in need, from a sinking cargo ship to a holidaymaker who has strayed too far from shore. It's understood that while the life rafts will not form part of the initial trial, deploying the system at a later date has not been ruled out. The Hermes 900 project, which will see the drone operated by Elbit Systems staff, has generated a degree of excitement in government. Speaking last week, Junior Transport Minister Rachel McLean said, "This groundbreaking project could mean that our fantastic search and rescue teams, who save lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, can cover a wider search area, pick up more incidents, and tend to this quickly and safely." Indeed, across Britain and the EU, large high-spec drones are increasingly being deployed on home turf. Frontex, the EU's joint border agency, has signed contracts worth €59 million, or £53 million, to deploy Hermes 900 drones over the Mediterranean and elsewhere to monitor migrants and refugees trying to reach Europe. Meanwhile, a Portuguese-made UAV has for the last 6 months made almost daily flights for the Home Office Border Force from Lyd Airport in Kent to monitor trafficking gangs and illegal migrants crossing the English Channel. With organisations from the Nuclear Decommissioning Authority to police forces considering investing in drone technology or upgrading their existing equipment, the use of drones by public bodies is on a rising trajectory. A Whitehall source said, "There is the potential here for a real step change in how drone technology is used. The possibilities are almost endless. With the MCA, we can improve search and rescue and spot pollution. With the NHS, we can deliver PPE. There is very little doubt that large drones will be a feature of domestic airspace." But the forward march of such technology also brings with it a catalogue of concerns and unanswered questions. Chief among them are whether drones such as the Hermes 900, among the world's largest robotic aircraft, can be safely used over Britain's congested civilian airspace, and whether it's right for systems perfected during controversial use over the world's war zones to be repurposed for deployments ranging from rescuing stricken holidaymakers to surveillance in the English Channel. Campaigners argue that the Hermes 900 in particular raises difficult questions for the British authorities after it was deployed by the Israeli military in Operation Protective Edge, a 7-week operation in Gaza in 2014 which left 2,000 Palestinians and 72 Israelis dead. Critics argue that the capabilities which will allow the MCA to remotely monitor Britain's seas have been honed in a series of lethal conflicts. Marketing material for the Hermes 900 has used the slogan "Sharp senses, lethal bite," while the Hermes 450 drone, the direct predecessor to the 900, is described as combat proven. Andrew Smith of Campaign Against Arms Trade said, "The Hermes 900 drone was built for conflict and has been developed through the suffering of Palestinians. There are serious questions to be asked about how these drones will be used. Border and security are becoming increasingly militarised around the world, and companies like Elbit have been keen to profit from it. The MCA, whose remit and drone trial will not involve any tracking of migrants or border enforcement, pointed out that the Hermes 900 has been used in a number of civilian deployments, including by the Icelandic authorities. A spokesman said, "We are aware of the drone's pedigree and noted the fact that it has been used in civilian roles by Frontex, the Icelandic Coast Guard, and in humanitarian roles in parts of Africa." Experts said that the question of allowing unmanned aircraft access to unrestricted airspace also remained important because of Britain's normally highly congested skies. Among the organisations seeking to ensure that large drones can be made to operate safely is the Ministry of Defence, which has proposals to trial a British version of America's Reaper drone over UK skies by 2024. The long-term place of large UAVs in British life therefore remains undecided, with campaigners and academics also concerned at the potential for the technology to be used for the surveillance. Others point out that there is a long history of military technology being adapted to civilian life. Professor Peter Lee, a drone expert at the University of Portsmouth, said the development of the first aircraft during the First World War had resulted in myriad civilian uses of the technology. He said, "The coming years will see the drone equivalent as military technology is applied in an increasing number of humanitarian, environmental, commercial, security and other ways." We will see if he is proven to be correct, but I think that he's probably spot on, and I would suggest that just because a drone has been used for military purposes in the past, that doesn't mean that we should ignore the technology if it can be used for good. But an interesting and controversial debate. We'd love to know which side of that argument you sit on, so do get in touch and let us know. For the full story there, check out the link in the description of the podcast. But that does it for this week of Drone Positive. Please get in touch with us on social media and let us know which side of the debate you fall on. We are at Altius Images on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find us easily enough on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. All of the links for our channels are down below, so do please reach out. We would love to hear from you. If you haven't listened to our Droning On series, in which we interview other people in the drone industry, go back in our feed and look out for those episodes, as they're well worth a listen. Thank you for listening to this episode, guys. Please subscribe to and share the podcast so that we can spread our positivity as far and wide as possible. We will see you next Monday for episode 17 of the Drone Positive podcast. But for now, fly safe and stay safe, folks. Bye-bye.